Welcome aboard, Paulding County. My name is Pete Seymour. This is another edition of My Sports, and I thank you so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me here from the My 1027 WMYW studios. And boy, do we have a ton to talk about. No shows the past 2 weeks. I've been about everywhere and back in that amount of time, but I'm so happy to be back with you this morning talking Paulding County athletics. Number one, congratulations to the Wayne Trace Raiders boys and girls golf teams, both GMC champions. We're going to talk to the head coach of the girls squad, Jeremy Degger. We'll talk about their run through GMC's, break down some matches here from throughout this past week. And then, of course, we have volleyball to talk about, and then we have a ton of football to get to. We'll roll through the GMC standings with a full slate of games happening last night. So we'll get to all of that, and then we'll talk about some of the games you can catch coming up here in the next few weeks on MySports.live. And a reminder, if you missed any of these episodes this season, they're all archived on the My1027.org website for on-demand access. So we're going to take a short break here on MySports. When we come back, as I promised, it will be the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders girls golf team, Jeremy Degger. He joins the show. Whoever you are, and however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour. Thank you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. We get it all started right after this. You're listening to My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Time to welcome in the head girls golf coach of the GMC champion Wayne Trace Raiders girls golf team. Coach Degger, I appreciate you taking some time today. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, coach, let's talk about it. GMC champs, both for the girls and for the guys. Can you just wrap up the last few weeks of your season for us?
Yeah, last week was GMC. We're going in knowing that we had a pretty good chance of winning it. It's just the biggest thing was going out and executing, not letting the nerves get to you. And about probably halfway through that round, the nerves were getting to a few of the girls. And once we calmed down, settled into the round, I mean, it was business as usual. And we put together four good rounds of golf and ended up winning the title.
Oh, coach, you fit a lot of golf in a little amount of time. Golf, of course, starting before the school year starts. But I know your practices ramp up even in July. Can you talk about the process and the preparation that led to a GMC championship?
Well, we started out in the summer. We do voluntary practices once a week during the month of July before practice starts. And then we ramp up, and then we'll practice for like the first week before. And then we played in four invitationals in 1 week, and then we had 1 week before. So we had five 18-hole invitationals in a week and a half.
Wow.
So that was a lot of golf for the girls.
That's a lot of
golf. I kind of tempered back the 9-hole schedule a little bit so we could practice more, because sometimes you get all these 9-hole matches, you don't have time to practice.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing in golf is being able to practice. You can go out and play all day, but if you don't have the time to practice, you can't work on the things you're struggling with. So I kind of tempered back the 9-hole event, and that way we could focus more on practicing, and I think it's paid dividends for us this year.
So let's talk about the team. Who were some of your top golfers this year, and did anybody surprise you?
My top four girls, Reagan McGarvey, Ella Crosby, Tori Young, and Ryan Jay.
Yep.
They've been my top four all year, and then Olivia Balfman is my other junior. So I have four juniors, a sophomore, and one senior. Tori's our senior, Ella's our sophomore. And the top four, I mean, if one of them's hot, they could be our best player that day. So, I mean, they're pretty equal, but, I mean, just having the depth is what really helps us. I've had that a few times on my teams where I've been very blessed with having depth on my team. We've been really holding strong about 7 or 8, which is a really good number for girls golf. I
mean, absolutely.
If you can get 7 or 8 girls, you got a lot, really.
Got a lot, yeah.
I mean, you got a bunch of them. But I've had Reagan since she was in junior high, Ella since she was a freshman, and she's a sophomore, but she didn't play junior high golf, I don't think, with us. Yeah, maybe, yeah, she did play junior high golf. I take that back. She did play junior high golf for 8th grade year. And then Tori Young, who had played golf all of her life, she just kind of started. She decided she'd come out her junior year. And I tell you what, from last year to this year, it's night and day. Ryan Jay's been with me since she was a freshman, and she's a junior now. And then Olivia Balfman started last year, which that was her sophomore year, and she's a junior. And then I have another sophomore, Isabella Shaughnessy, which is her very first year golfing. So we have a good number, but yeah, they've put a lot of hard work in this year.
With golf being such a mental game, what are the keys to you as a coach when maybe one of your golfers just doesn't have a very good day at school? How do you help them refocus and concentrate on the match they have that day?
It's just being there for them. I mean, they're always going to have bad days, and golf doesn't make it any easier. Like
exactly.
You said, if you're out, if you got a bad day at school and then you go out and you're not playing well, I mean, it just dumps on it, right?
Yeah.
So biggest thing is trying to keep it loose in practice. Don't take it too serious. All of our matches before GMCs and sectionals, I tell the girls every year, I said, these are just practice rounds. Don't get hung up on your score so much. Sure, we want to go out and play our best, but they're just practice. I mean, they don't mean nothing. I mean, sure, we want to win, but they absolutely do not mean anything towards what we want to accomplish at the end of the season.
Coach, you mentioned consistency, and consistency, one of the hardest things to obtain in the game of golf. Doesn't really matter how much you play, but in terms of consistency, what were some of the big improvements you saw from your golfers this past year?
Reagan, her short game's gotten better. It's gotten a lot better than last year. She's been able to get up and down a lot more, chipping one putt, and that saves a ton of strokes. Ella's overall golf knowledge, I mean, she's got the golf bug. She's out there all the time.
Love it.
And she's played summer tournaments, and she's played a lot, and she's really getting into it, just learning how to play, course management, and just being patient on the course. That's one of her biggest things. And Tori is just another year of experience. I mean, her ball strike has gotten better. Her putting's not bad. So, and then Ryan Jay, she's got one of the better swings on the team. And just her, another year under the belt. Her short game's gotten better, and her ball striking's better. She's able to get better position off the tee and then hit more greens this year. I'm just happy for them that we have the opportunity. I mean, we have a really good shot this year of getting out of sectionals. I mean, there's some good teams, don't get me wrong, but if we play our game, we'll be right there in the mix for those three spots. And then you never know, districts. I mean, Sycamore Springs is a hard course when you've never seen it. The back nine is really tight on some holes, and you get a little claustrophobic on some of the holes, which if you've never played it, and it's really like, oh my goodness, look at all these trees.
That sounds terrible.
So, I mean, I just want them, I want them to have the experience, because that's the biggest thing is when you get a tournament, it's more the experience. Sure, you want to go as far as you can, but just having that experience of playing in sectionals, playing in districts, knowing that we got the districts, we're one step away from state, and maybe that motivates them for next year. Because we only lose one girl next year. We have our core group back,
nice.
Plus Olivia Balfman, who's been playing a lot of good golf for us lately. So we got the core back. So, I mean, it should be a fun year next year, too. But I'm happy for them on what they've accomplished this year. I mean, we've set some goals. We've accomplished our first two goals, which is always GMCs and our Invitational. And we won the Invitational. They get to go jump in the pond out of the golf course. So they had a lot of fun doing that.
I love that. Yeah, I think I saw some pictures somewhere of that. But that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious and definitely something to look forward to. So, Coach, I have to ask, do your ladies have any favorite courses you play throughout the year?
Favorite course? I don't know. A lot of them just play out here because it's close.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's kind of the difference between the boys and the girls. The boys, they like to go play other courses. They go play a lot, and they go play other courses. The girls, they just kind of stick around here, and they'll play. They'll go play Auglaize or something like that, but they don't travel a lot to play golf. But, I mean, they're still out there playing. That's the biggest thing.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time today. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on all the success from this past year, and looking forward to seeing how all the rest of it goes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. This has been Coach Degger of the Wayne Trace Girls Golf Program, and we're right back after this on My Sports on My 102.7.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports rolls on as we just wrapped up our conversation with the GMC champion head coach for the Wayne Trace girls golf team, head coach Jeremy Degger. And now let's take a look at the week that was in golf in Paulding County. You heard Coach mention sectional golf at Auglaize Golf Course in Division 2. It looked like this, the three teams advancing include Van Buren, a team score of 342, Wayne Trace with a team score of 372, and Patrick Henry with a team score of 382. Ella Crosby in 88, Regan McGarvey in 90, Tori Young in 95, Ryan Jay in 99, and Olivia Baumann a 107. A few other notable scores from around Paulding County. Madison Schmidt a 116 for Antwerp, their 548 total, and then from Paulding, competing as an individual, Delaney Dackenhaus with a 112. Well, let's head on over and talk about the boys. Their sectional tournament happening on Thursday, and it was at Pike Run Golf Course in Ottawa. The team scores in the three advancing look like this. Kaleida just edging out Wayne Trace, a 316 team score. To Wayne Trace's 317. Kyle Sutton with a 76. Connor Davis a 78. Brody Rossworm an 81. Jared Barner an 82. And Tyson Gerber an 88. Another solid showing from the Wayne Trace Raiders. Again, just one stroke behind Kaleida. Some other notable scores from around the area. Antwerp's Braylon Moreno in 80, Zane McMichael in 90, Dylan Hanna 101, Griffin Kosh a 112, Draven Baumert a 114, the Antwerp Archers a team total of 383. Once again, Kaleida, Wayne Trace, and Miller City, the three teams moving on to district. So let's head on over now to Division 2. Three teams advancing in Division 2, Napoleon, Ottawa Glandorf, and St. Mary's. Let's talk about the Paulding Panthers. 363 team score, Jonathan Lips in 88, Nico Stahl in 89, Braden Schroeder in 93, Austin Kinder in 93, and Nick Hatcher a 101. Advancing as an individual, Bront Montgomery from Upper Sandusky, Evan Speecher from Bluffton, and Tyler Overman from Coldwater. A ton of really low scores. Congrats to all advancing. And, of course, the Wayne Trace Raiders both advancing to the district tournament. Those tournaments happening next week. But while we have some time, we need to talk about the all-conference golfers. So let's talk about it. And of course, as a team, I mentioned the Wayne Trace boys, the team score of 307 at GMC is good enough for first place. And the girls, 383 again at GMC's, leads the way. So let's start with the boys, and let's start with the all-GMC first team and the golfer of the year. On the boys' side from Wayne Trace, no surprise here, Kyle Sutton. Low scores all season from Kyle Sutton. Joining him on first team, Brody Rossworm from the Wayne Trace Raiders, and of course, Connor Davis from Wayne Trace. From Antwerp, Braylon Moreno, who put together a really nice year, and then two from Tenora, Grant Lemonstall and Caden Massengale. So four out of the six first team all GMC golfers from Paulding County. Once again, Braylon Moreno from Antwerp, Connor Davis, Brody Rossworm, and Kyle Sutton, the GMC Boys Golfer of the Year from Wayne Trace. On the second team, Tyson Gerber from Wayne Trace, Zane McMichael from Antwerp, and Jared Barner from Wayne Trace. And the honorable mention team, Brandon Schroeder from Paulding, along with Logan Schroeder from Ayersville, Logan Stein from Tenora, Xavier Schinninger from Fairview, and Luke Etcher from Hicksville. Over to the girls, Ava Stork from Ayersville, the GMC Golfer of the Year, Ella Crosby from Wayne Trace, Ryan Jay from Wayne Trace, Adelaida Gill from Tenora, and Aliyah Keeley from Hicksville on your first team. So that's a look at your all-GMC golfers on the girls' side, on the boys' side. And guys, when I say there were some low scores from this year, I've been doing this 3 years, and I truly do not think that I've seen lower scores. I mean, it seemed every week guys were shooting in the 30s, low 40s. The girls had an awesome year. Of course, we talked to Jeremy Degger about the great season that his girls had and the improvement. And overall, golf, just a very fulfilling sport. And congratulations to all moving on. And of course, we'll have some updates on those golfers coming up here next week. Well, that wraps up golf for the week. Once again, congrats to all moving on. We need to talk about some volleyball, so we're going to do that here in a little bit. Then we're going to talk some football, and we'll wrap it up with our My Sports slate of games coming up for next week. Time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're chatting volleyball, so stay with me. Back after this on My 102.7.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered, Get a reliable, cooler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
My Sports rolls on as we just got done wrapping up our golf segment. Earlier today, we talked to the head coach for the GMC Champion Girls Golf Team at Wayne Trace, Jeremy Degger. And of course, if you missed that interview, if you missed any of our wonderful guests, all of these episodes, they are archived on demand on the my1027.org website for on-demand access, not just from this year, but of course from the past two seasons I've been doing this as well. So let's chat some volleyball. Again, just wrapped up talking some golf. Congrats all that are moving on to play next week, but let's hit the hardwood. And we'll start back on Tuesday. We'll take a look at the GMC standings coming up here in a little bit. Edgerton over Paulding, 25-16, 27-25, 18-25, and 25-21. Statistical leaders for the Paulding Panthers look like this. Addie Shull, 24 digs and an ace. Kaylee Dunham, 12 kills, 3 blocks. SDP's 19 assists. Brianna Bermejo, 25 digs, 3 kills, 2 aces. Addison Aaron, 6 kills. Marley Parrott, 2 aces, 9 kills, 3 blocks. Tori Schlaughter, 35 digs and 3 kills. Addie Pease, 12 digs, Grace Goings, 14 assists, and Lucy Breyer, 7 kills and 5 blocks. Moving on, it was Tenora over Wayne Trace in straight sets, 25-15, 25-18, 25-22. Tenora, of course, just tearing through the GMC. What a year that the Rams are having. Wayne Trace individual leaders looked like this. Harper Myers added 3 kills, 3 aces, 2 blocks, and 5 digs. Tori Sin, double-digit kills with 11 and 2 digs. Caroline Winans, 2 kills, 13 digs, and 4 assists. Lexi Moore, 8 kills, 4 blocks. Kareen Winans, 3 kills, 6 digs. Natalie Stoller, 2 blocks. Kendall Denning, 6 digs. Lori Sin, 2 digs, 8 assists. And Olivia Zartman, 6 digs and 10 assists. So let's take a look at the volleyball standings. Only 2 without blemishes in league play, those being Tenora and Edgerton. Rams 4-0 in conference play, 16-0 overall. Edgerton 4-0, 12-2 overall. Fairview 3-1, 13-3. Ayersville 2-2 in conference play, 7-9 overall. Paulding 1-3, 7-9. Wayne Trace 1-3, 8-9. Hicksville 1-3, 6-8. And Antwerp 0-4, 5-10. That is a look at your GMC volleyball standings, making our way through Green Meadows conference play. I know I'm back out in Paulding County next week for some volleyball. I'm looking forward to that one. We'll break down the MySports slate of games again that you can catch this upcoming week. MySports taking this past week off. We all needed a Helena Crop Insurance timeout, and it was a good week for it. But full slate of games on tap for MySports.live. We're going to talk about those. And, of course, we need to chat some high school football, and we'll be doing that next. Full slate of games happening in the GMC. We will talk about it all. And, of course, we'll chat about the GMC standings on the gridiron. That and so much more as My Sports continues. My name's Pete Seymour, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Friday Night Lights beaming down an evening ago, and we need to talk about all the action that happened in the GMC. First, we'll talk about the scoreboard overall, then we'll get to some of the individual statistics, but it looked like this. The Wayne Trace Raiders shutting out the Hicksville Aces 12-0. Yes, you heard that right. Wayne Trace 12, Hicksville 0. Edgerton 39, Ayersville 7. And then Tenora shutting out the Antwerp Archers 16-0. And the surprise of the night, it was a big one between Paulding and Fairview. And the Apaches get the best of the Paulding Panthers and hand them their first loss here of the season, 21-19. We'll talk about that one, but we'll start with the Wayne Trace Raiders again. Wayne Trace improving to 2-4 on the year, 2-1 in GMC play. Hicksville falling to 2-4 and then 1-2 in the Green Meadows Conference. First downs in favor of the Raiders by 4, 15-11. 44 rushes for 188 yards on the ground for Wayne Trace. Only passing the ball 8 times, completing 4 of those for 54 yards. 242 yards of total offense. No interceptions for the Raiders or for the Aces, but Wayne Trace did put the ball on the ground 3 times, didn't lose any of those. 6 for 50 in the penalty category, and the scoring looked like this. Each team with a goose egg in the first. Raiders get their 6 in the second and their 6 in the third. Again, shutting out Hicksville this evening, 12-0 your final. Again, the touchdowns coming in the second and third quarter. The rest of them scoreless for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Your scoring summary. Cole Moorhead got us started with a 3-yard run. 2-point conversion failed. That was with 4:12 left in the second. Then Cole Moorhead, a 2-yard pass to Tyler Head. Once again, the conversion failed with 5:57 left in the third. Individual leaders for Wayne Trace rushing, Cole Moorhead 8 for 42 and Lance Whitman 8 for 40 through the air. Cole Moorhead 2 of 4 for 50 yards and Jack Schoenauer 2 of 4 for 4 yards for Hicksville passing. Garrett Turnbull 10 of 20 for 124 and receiving for Wayne Trace. Tyler Head 2 catches and then Hicksville Brant Langham 5 for 32 and Parker Bassett 3 for 63. Wayne Trace getting the best of Hicksville and improving to 2-1 in conference play. Well, quickly, let me take you through the game summary of the Paulding Panthers and the Fairview Apaches. The Apaches handing Paulding their first loss overall and in conference play of the season. 14-7, it was Fairview on top after the first quarter of play. Again, a wet and rainy, windy night. With about 6 minutes to go second quarter, it was Fairview who took over at their own 20-yard line, still up by 7. But the Paulding defense, they would hold, and they would force a punt by the Fairview Apaches, and they were able to capitalize on that. Paulding got inside Fairview's 20, and then they were able to get a rushing touchdown to cut it within 1. Fairview 14, Paulding 13. The point after attempt was missed, and Paulding had a kickoff to Fairview to begin the second half. Fairview had the ball at their own 25-yard line, but once again, the Paulding defense holds, and they start with a really good field position on Fairview's 45-yard line. But on third down, with under a minute to go in the second quarter, the ball was on Fairview's 25-yard line, and Logan Olinger intercepts a Paulding pass to stifle that drive. At halftime, Paulding 13, Fairview 14. Third quarter, Apaches tack on a touchdown to make it 21-13. William Ziedek, a touchdown pass through the air, and of course the PAT was good. 21-13, Fairview on top of Paulding. End of the third quarter, the score stays the same. 21-13, Apaches lead it, but this is where things get just a little bit interesting. After going back and forth on the first few drives, the Paulding Panthers get a blocked punt and take it into the end zone. However, the 2-point conversion failed. The score, 21-19, Fairview. So after the kickoff, Fairview had the ball on their own 13-yard line, still up by 2 points. They were able to pick up a first down with less than 3 minutes to go. The ball on their own 38. With second down and even less time in the game, they had the ball on their own 40. And then they pick up a few key first downs, and they have a big play to end it. Fairview ends with the ball on Paulding's 26-yard line, and that's how this one ends. Fairview 21, Paulding 19. Panthers return home next week to take on Edgerton, but the Apaches hand Paulding their first loss overall and first loss in conference play on the season. So let's take a peek at the GMC standings with the Paulding loss tonight. One undefeated team remains, and that is the Tenora Rams. 3-0 in the Green Meadows Conference is Tenora, 3-3 overall. Paulding, 2-1, 5-1, and there's a whole logjam at 2-1. Edgerton, 2-1, 4-2 overall. Fairview, 2-1, 4-2 overall. Wayne Trace, 2-1, 2-4 overall. Hicksville, 1-2, 2-4. Antwerp 0-3, 2-4. Ayersville 0-3, 0-6. But again, another reason why I love the GMC, whole logjam in there. That is 4 teams all sitting at 2-1 in conference play, and I can't wait to see how it all shakes out. Well, that's a look at our football scoreboard from last night. It's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we'll put a lid on this one and talk about the My Sports slate of games coming up that you can tune into next week. Ton of volleyball, ton of football, and I'll tell you about it all. My Sports continues after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. You're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Wrapping up another edition of My Sports here on My 102.7 FM. And we need to do that with our MySports.live slate of games for this upcoming week. Now, I mentioned My Sports taking a week off this past week, but if you missed anything from earlier this year, last year, any of the years, they're all archived on demand on the MySports.live website. So let's get to what's happening this next week. And I already told you that I will be on the call for the Antwerp and Wayne Trace volleyball game, that happening on Tuesday, and I will be with Scoot Miller on that one. But back up Monday, September 30th, is when the MySports.live coverage kicks off with some more volleyball. Paulding against Wasion. Garrett Mansfield and Scoot Miller will have the call on senior night. And then Thursday, October 3rd, Woodland and Wayne Trace volleyball with Kenny Stabler and Dave Bowen. Friday, October 4th, starts a whole slate of games that evening on MySports.live. Antwerp, Paulding, Wayne Trace, all in action and all at home. Antwerp versus Fairview for homecoming, Paulding versus Edgerton for homecoming, and Wayne Trace versus Tenora also for homecoming. Jason Landers and Doug Billman on that Fairview-Antwerp game. I will have Paulding and Edgerton with Scoot Miller, and then Brady Stabler and Jason Williamson will have the Wayne Trace and Tenora game. So, after a week off, it's a jam-packed slate of games on the MySports.live website coming up in this upcoming week. Well, time to pass out some thank yous, and number one goes out to the head coach of the Wayne Trace Girls Golf Program, and that is Jeremy Dagger. Coach Dagger, congrats on all the success. We'll be following your ladies here through the next upcoming week. Best of luck with everything here in the future. Next, I need to pass some thank yous out to our sponsors, because without them, I would not be here each and every week doing this, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, Williamson Crop Insurance, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for our sponsors and allowing me to tell the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County. Well, that will do it. Another episode of My Sports in the books, but we are marching through the heart of fall sports. We'll have some cross-country coming up for you next week, and we'll talk some more volleyball, we'll talk some more football, and of course, I will talk to you next Saturday morning at 9 a.m., whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Can't wait for next week, Paulding County. Have a safe week, and I'll talk to you then.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.